Here we are, back again. I say we because it's Megan and me, Lorraine.
Hello, hello listeners.
Yeah, and it is important enough, our program is important enough for two of us to do it.
Exactly. You got it. Tell them what we're listening to.
What?
The show, I mean. not yet music, but we will. Stay tuned.
Yeah, what are we listening to? I don't know. What are we listening to?
CICK.
Oh, sorry.
93.9.
I thought y'all were just waiting for the music to happen.
Yeah, we were just listening to Democracy Now.
Well, there we go. Yeah, this is CICK. Yeah, 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. We're so fortunate to have our very own community radio station, guys. I don't know if you realize how important that is, how awesome it is, and how a lot of towns don't have this.
Yeah, no.
You know, we're very lucky.
It's a pretty cool thing. I think there's been people who have even said that the fact that our town has a community radio station is one of the reasons that they kind of stuck around or go, oh, okay, like that feels pretty cool.
Huh. Okay. Well, I think that's... Yeah, we are cool.
We are cool. Oh, and then tell them what the show name is.
Here?
For you and I.
Hmm.
I know, I didn't write it down, just to keep you really on your toes.
Yeah, I think it's...
A Stroke of Luck.
Oh, right. You can tell, right? I had a stroke.
Yeah, we've both had strokes.
But she's got a whole big, better memory than me. I lay it down to the fact maybe I'm getting old.
I'm sure it's a combination for sure. You betcha.
Yeah. I remember the cat's name, but that's about it. Because she bit... Well, sorry, I shouldn't cuss on the radio, right?
No, we'll have to get a beep going.
Yeah, she annoys me. Let's put
there
it that
you
way.
Go. Well done. Good catch.
Yeah, she likes to... have me at the end of a string or a leash or something so that she can just turn around and look at me like, you know, who do you think you're talking to kind of a thing. Yeah. She's very, very independent. Yeah. I did never like cats. But apparently I was told by someone else that I couldn't have a dog here in the apartment building. Mm-hmm. So... And the only way I could have an animal at all was to get a note from doctor. So my doctor in Prince George, I didn't even have a cat yet. But he said, whatever cat you get, it's your emotional support cat. And I thought, oh, well, I don't know about emotional support. It makes me cranky a lot. But because she's very stubborn. She wants things her way or else she'll smack me. But anyways, yeah, she is, to a certain degree, my emotional support cat. She does, but then I support her because in the middle of the night sometimes she'll come to bed with me. Mm-hmm. She doesn't ever do that all the time. Mm-hmm. So every now and then I've got this little furry purring thing beside me. So it's okay.
That's a pleasant thing.
Yeah.
When I wake up in somebody else's house, I'll kind of do that blanket reach. Pat the bed. Like, where is she? Oh, right. I'm not at home. My cat's not with me. So it's nice when they kind of come and snuggle up with you.
She doesn't come often. I think because we're on the ground floor, we sometimes get visited by deer who like the cat or the bird food that I put out. And I've seen three. They're not full grown. Mm-hmm. They're probably young teens or something, dear. Mm-hmm. And we also get, of course, some birds and stuff. And we have a squirrel who comes really regularly. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but I've named him Freddy.
Nice.
And my cat, Fee, keeps wanting to invite him in. I can just imagine what would happen then.
Yeah, let him loose for me.
Yeah. Anyhow, yeah, life's funny, and I'm trying to enjoy it as much as I can for whatever's left.
Sure, ride this roll. Yeah, ride it.
I really plan to live for a while. I actually have a plan to live to 100, so we'll see.
That's a great goal. Go for it.
Well, I'm 83, so I don't have a lot, lot of time, but maybe I can push it a little bit after I get to 100.
Yeah, sure.
I just don't feel like I want to go yet. Anyhow,
good.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us something.
What do we got? Sponsors?
Sure.
Should we do that?
Thank a sponsor.
One of our sponsors is Classic Sanitary. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. What? Tell me about that.
It's over across from Paul's Bakery.
Yep.
And they're really great. They supply us with all of like our paper towel or toilet paper, cleaning supplies, garbage bags. Yeah, it's pretty
really?
Great.
Really? Yep. Oh, well, there you go.
As a nonprofit, we depend on those. So thank you.
And what street or what did you say?
Oh, it's across from Paul's Bakery.
Okay.
That's kind of what I can tell you. I don't actually remember. Broadway? Yeah, I think on Broadway.
Yeah. So there. That's one of our sponsors. And we appreciate all of that, for sure. And then what else we got here? Oh, we got an announcement. Okay, get your pencils out. It's Thursday, October 31st, and there will be a treat city tour trick-or-treating. Wow.
Yeah.
From 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can come and walk through. This is your opportunity. You can walk through the CICK train car. Just have a look about. And actually, it's in the process of getting overrun by creepy spiders.
You got it. Yeah.
Oi, and I don't like spiders.
No,
oh, man.
No, it was extra scary.
Yeah. Wow. So that's October, what did I say it was? October 31st.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow. And
tomorrow.
Yeah, and Treat City is actually all over town. Oh. There's a whole bunch of different places, different locations. There's a couple businesses, or at least one business during the day.
Yeah.
That's going to have it so people can go in and get a little trick-or-treat action. I believe the fire hall is going to also be decorated, so you can do a little walkthrough. And yeah, there's an interactive map online. I think if you go onto Facebook or something, you can search Treat City Smithers, and it should show you what you need to know.
Well, there you go. You can kind of load up.
Yeah, exactly. And it's our first time doing it. This year, we did not, we didn't do our regular Halloween party.
Oh.
We usually put our energy into a fundraiser, like a big dance.
Yeah, yeah.
And this year, for a few different reasons, we didn't do that. And a few of our main decorating committee people said, well, why don't we do Treat City, and we can decorate the train and have kids and families come through. And it's kind of a nice opportunity to get people to be familiar. You know, some people, they drive by all the time. They might not even know what's in here. So, I mean, besides a lot of spider webs.
Well, they can come and have a look.
Exactly.
What are they going to use for spiders?
We've got lots of, like, there's skeletal spiders.
Ooh.
There's creepy crawly plastic spiders. There's,
my goodness.
Yeah.
And so
we're currently webbed in the,
I see that.
For the listeners at home,
it's
we are surrounded
pretty.
By spider webbing right
yeah,
now
but
in the studio.
It's very pretty, actually.
It is. It's
but,
pretty cool.
So we're kind of brand new spiders here.
Yeah, exactly. I used to be a raging arachnophobe. And like scared, like drive off the road if one were to present itself to me.
Oh,
but
I don't blame you for that.
I've had some counseling. I've had some therapy, like EMDR, which is an eye movement, kind of reprocessing trauma. Anyway, I did all these things, and now I'm okay. Like I'm a bit braver. And it helped a few years ago. I actually built a huge 8-foot fake spider. And so, you know, I spent a lot of time looking up photos of spiders, and I feel pretty good about it now.
Wow, I'm not good with spiders.
No, well, yeah, it's good you're in here before the spiders actually crawl on the webs then.
Yeah, but I guess realize they're not real.
They're not real.
So, I mean, I guess I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, but some people aren't. That's why we definitely wanted to make sure when we put our name on the map that it says spider train. So if people are arachnophobic or whatever, that they would maybe not come by. But they can also come by the front of the train. We're going to hopefully have it decorated out there. So even if you don't come through, you can do a little drive-by or look at it. Yeah. Anyway, so that's tomorrow on Halloween.
I just realized, I guess I kept my car keys.
Well, hopefully.
I hope so, because I do lock it. I don't want to be here for the rest of my life.
Yeah, we'll get you home.
Fussing about where are my keys. Okay. But anyways, we're pretty set. We're going to entertain you for the rest of the month, more or less. Or, sorry, the rest of the day.
Kind of the month, too. I mean, it's only one more day in the month, and we're done.
Yeah. I've been trying to figure out, because don't the clocks go forward or back or something?
It's fall back.
Fall back,
so the clocks will go back an hour, And I always get confused.
Tomorrow?
Before my stroke, I got confused about it. I think November 2nd, so like maybe on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like this weekend. Yeah.
I think I wrote it down on my calendar, actually, yeah, I think. Yeah, good. I think I did at home. It's just that I would hate to be going along thinking I'm on time when when I missed whatever.
Usually the only thing that reminds me, because all of the cell phones and everything, they'll automatically change, but I'll get in my car and look at the clock and be like, oh, no, it's all right. That, or if you have a stove or something with a light on it, or a clock, that's the one that throws me right off. I don't have like a wall clock.
Yeah. Well, I have a wall clock, but I don't think it automatically changes.
No,
itself.
it wouldn't actually, just our cell phones, computers,
just the cell phone does.
Yeah
Okay, so I won't get mad at it.
No.
If it's not keeping track. I have a cell phone that has its own mind as to when it's going to let anybody through or not, because it'll ring and I think, oops. And I'll go over and I'll scroll through all of the people there, and there's nobody there. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, there's no message anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know why it rings. I'm not good with it. It's very fortunate that I have not yet thrown it out the window. I'm not good with it. But anyways, okay, should we play some music?
Yeah, or? we can play, if you wanted to, tell us about who we might start with music-wise.
Well, I did. Growing up, I was involved with the beginning of Elvis Presley. And I didn't like him at all. I thought he was sucky or something. I don't know. I just didn't like him. But I went with a girlfriend. She said, you've got to see the movie. You've got to. That's his first movie or whatever. And so we went to the theater in New Westminster, her and I, and it was already jam-packed. And we had to sit in the very front row, so you're looking up at the movie screen, and there was this little dot. The music started, and there was this little dot, way, 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 little dot. And I thought, okay, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger. It turned out it was Elvis. And it turned out that all the women behind me, or ladies, girls, whatever, were screaming away. And I thought, honestly, he's just a man. And then he started singing and stuff, and they were just swooning, and I thought, I did not like him. Not at all.
Didn't jump on that bandwagon.
Not at all. I was like, I need out of here. I can hardly breathe. But this last, month or two, it comes on for some reason or other, and I thought, well, he don't sound too bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do have, we're going to play this, sometime soon.
Yeah, we'll play the song we can do.
And I thought, it's okay. You know, he did a pretty good job of singing. I didn't like him so much, but I didn't hate him so much anymore either, or dislike him. How do you say? It wasn't hate. I just didn't like him.
I feel like you were, I don't know. Like, you know how everybody kind of thinks the same thing? You were a more independent thinker. Like, you thought for yourself. You're like, I don't know, what's the big hype?
I really liked country western.
Ah,
you know, and he was not entirely country western.
Right.
And you don't be screaming and stuff when somebody's singing cowboys and Indians or something.
Yeah,
you don't scream.
You wouldn't, no.
So anyway, but this song I played at home, and he did a good job. I mean, I thought it was okay, so I thought maybe we'd play it for you guys, in case there are some Elvis Presley fans out there. This'll be your start. We've got some other songs on the way too, but this one is something for you to listen to, because it isn't bad.
Yeah,
I mean, he does a good job.
Good. Well, it's a warm. We'll give him a warm thing, and we'll come back.
Yeah.
So this one's called "If I Can Dream."
Yeah,
that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, here we go.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun appear? We're lost in a cloud with too much rain. We're trapped in a world that's troubled with pain. But as long as a man has the strength to dream, he can redeem his soul and fly. Deep in my heart, there's a trembling question. Still I am sure that the answer's gonna come somehow. Out there in the dark, there's a beckoning candle, yeah. And while I can think, while I can talk, while I can stand, while I can walk, while I can dream, oh, please let my dream.
He has a, what do you call that, a vibrato?
Like there's almost like a grit in there. Like, yeah. Definitely vibrato.
Yeah, it surprised me that I liked that, I liked his voice, let's put it that way. So I was surprised, and I thought I should probably let people know that I don't turn the radio off when he comes on.
Yeah, he won't leave the room if there's some Elvis.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I didn't ever like him, but I just couldn't figure out why people would be crying and so
screaming
on.
Were you ever a Beatles fan?
Nope.
All right.
I mean, I liked them.
Oh, sure. Like, again, you wouldn't run from the room, but you wouldn't run screaming into the room.
No. I've never been that way with any of the entertainers.
Yeah, you seem pretty level-headed.
Is that what it is?
Sure.
I think I've been called other things before.
Sure.
I'm afraid when the children are playing their music and I'm like, turn it down, please. You know, they go, mom. Yeah, well, I mean it. Turn it down or I'm going to turn it off. Because they like different kind of music as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm not... I don't know. I'm just not one to get super excited about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing that he's dead now.
He is dead now, for
sure. That's too bad, you know?
Yeah. I don't even know how old. Oh, gosh, now we're going to start getting into maths again.
Yeah, I don't know how old he was.
Not our strong suit, either
of
us.
I don't know how old he was when he passed away.
I feel like the 50s. I feel like he was kind of young, but like also he'd lived it hard.
I don't even remember what he died from. Did they tell us?
Ever? Oh, I mean, don't, you know, hey, everybody fact check yourself. But I think he died like of a heart attack or something along those lines.
If I remember correctly, I think one or two of his last performances, he was not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
There was some concern there.
There was concern for sure about his health. You betcha.
Well, we all get cold, old, not cold. Man, well, we do get cold.
Cold and old. It's definitely the weather's changing.
Yeah. The mountains were covered in snow.
I saw it coming down, yeah.
Oh, you saw it coming down?
I could see the line of snow, yeah.
Oh, go. I'm not looking forward to that either, but it's okay. I have, what do you call that darn thing? It's a cart to walk with?
Yeah, a walker.
Oh, a walker.
I mean, maybe that's the thing. We got to come up with a better name for it, but it's a walker.
I have that if I need it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm kind of fussy about it. I don't particularly want to use it. I don't like, you know, it's me, personal. I don't like it when people look at me and then look at the walker. And they sort of, I don't know, I don't want pity. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, it's just simply safety. I don't want to fall down either.
Sure. You know, I always say things like, don't perceive me. Stop perceiving me, everybody.
Yeah.
like, you know, just go about your day.
Yeah. I know I'm kind of old, but I'm not that old. No,
exactly.
I'll go be around for a while. But anyways, yeah, I'm not very good with using canes or the walker. The physio guy that I go to, he's such a nice man. But yeah, where's your walker? In the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's okay. He's pretty good. Actually, he's helping me to walk again and stuff like that because that's I lost great. All that.
Right. Did you actually have to really relearn walking a bit? Like,
to a certain degree, because I would get very dizzy and. Mind you, my husband used to say that I was dizzy anyways, but I would get quite wobbly, and I just walking was kind of like I needed to hang on to stuff. But fortunately, I think I've passed that part of it anyways, and I think my memory is a little tiny bit better. Not hugely, but
but doing okay, yeah. And I mean, for the listeners at home, too, this is a stroke of luck. And the namesake is because both Lorraine and I are stroke survivors.
Yeah.
Myself, I had one about 4 years ago, and Lorraine's was
about a year
and a bit.
If that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about a year, I think. I didn't know what the heck was going on. Mm-hmm. You know, it scared the heck out of me.
Exactly.
I didn't know what the heck to do. And I only had the cat to talk to, and she's looking at me like, oh, go away. I mean, because I didn't want to. You know how it is? Well, I don't know. Maybe pride goeth before a fall, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's, I don't think it's pride, but it's like, I don't want to tell the kids or anything like that, you know, that your mom can't walk properly or anything. I didn't, because I was always the boss.
Right.
The boss mom.
Yeah.
We didn't bother with the dad.
Yeah, you were the one. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, it's okay. I'm gradually getting stronger.
Yeah, that's great.
And I can drive now where I couldn't before.
Right. Yeah, I think we talked about that a bit. My stroke, I was told to go to the hospital, and I drove myself.
Oh, good for you.
And so, I don't know if I should have, and I probably shouldn't have when they let me out after 7 days being in hospital. But
you were in hospital that long.
Yeah, I was in hospitals for, I mean, they kept me in, my body, I didn't actually lose any motor skills, but they just wanted me to do all these testings.
Yeah.
And so the tests would be faster if they kept me in hospital. And so, I was in hospital for that time. And then they shipped me off to Terrace. That was a terrible ride. They put you in the back of an ambulance, drive you to Terrace.
Yeah. I did that.
Was it for your heart, like a bubble echocardiogram? That was what they did for me.
I can't, I can't.
Which
remember.
One of the many tests?
I was in church.
Right.
And we were getting up to have a treat, you know? I stood up and crashed.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what was wrong with me. Laying on the floor, somebody had to drive my car home, and they called an ambulance, and I ended up in Terrace driving there in an ambulance.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, I cannot say enough of how kind people are, and all of the ones that served me, like the nurses and doctors and stuff, they were so nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's really good to hear.
Yeah, they were just so nice. I was scared. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
I had no mind, and but they were really nice, really That's kind. Nice. And the church people, they were like standing guard for me, making sure that I could walk. They held doors open. They made sure I sat down. You know, and now I go to church every Sunday on Zoom.
Oh, that's nice. That's good you're able to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't want to drive either for a while.
Oh, no.
Because I thought they'll take my license away.
Well, yeah. It is definitely a weird thing that they don't. Like, there was no assessment. They were just like, okay, bye. And I'm my sibling was like, no, you're not driving home. Yeah. And but, you know, like, as I wouldn't have even known, it turns out I lost some of my peripheral vision.
Oh, and gosh.
We were just talking about the eye exams and stuff where you have to sit with your head in the dome and there's lights, tiny little lights. Anyway, and so, like, they didn't do any of that testing before they sent me home. So for all they know, I could have been blind and totally one eye or something. Yeah, I don't know. It was interesting anyways.
Yeah, I didn't get any real testing when I was in Terrace.
Yeah, maybe a CAT scan? Did they put you through a machine?
You know, I went
into, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I did go
put
in
you on a slab
and
put you in a machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes they'll inject you with, like, the contrast dye, and it gives you this weird warm sensation in your whole body. And,
I don't remember that either. Yeah. Oh, isn't it wonderful? You know, in a way, having a stroke, I don't remember nothing.
Hey, yeah, sure, who cares?
So I'm starting a whole new life. I can be just as bad as I want to be. No, I'm just kidding. It's interesting, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. It's. I think it's quite out there. It's not a unique thing to happen. A lot of people are coming up with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
so it's scary, and it takes quite a while to regain your senses and stuff.
Yeah, it sure can. And yeah, I definitely encourage people to look up, like, the signs for a stroke. And I mean, also know that there's signs that aren't on that, that, you know, be fast or whatever, like balance, eyesight, like the balance, all of those things. I don't know. Look it up. Be fast is the thing. And yeah, there's some good tips to keep an eye out for.
And see, I didn't even know how to turn my computer on for a while.
Well, isn't that I'm a cell phone user. I am on my cell phone all the time, and I couldn't navigate my cell phone.
I
couldn't watch shows for like that whole week before. And my doctor finally was like, "Whoa, if you're not able to do that, maybe you should go get assessed." And that's when I went into the.
Well, I can't. I don't know. I'm looking at your cell phone right now, and I'm thinking, I left mine at home because I can't understand the darn thing.
You know? You need one of those real simple, like, it's a flip phone with just the numbers, and it's call and end. That's all you need. You don't need to be navigating through all those things.
No. You know, and the kids know that. My kids know that.
Yeah.
I have a son and a daughter that are... Well, my daughter lives here in Smithers. My son is in Prince George. Him and his wife. He's fortunate for all of us. He married a nurse.
Yeah, that's handy to have in the family.
Oh yeah, she's a super lady.
That's nice.
And it's very comforting to know that she's there, because you can ask her, "What the heck is this now?"
Yeah.
And she has an answer pretty much. Or she can say, "You need to go and see a doctor."
Yeah, there comes a point where they just say no. Yeah. That's one of those ones you should check out.
But I'm very fortunate, very fortunate that I have the apartment that I have. I'm not sure. With Halloween, I'm on the ground floor. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I'm going to have any. I did get some candy.
That's good. You could, just in case. You could put something on your door outside that kind of indicates that you would be a person that might, or like put like a little, I don't know, a small pumpkin or something out in front. I think that's something that if you
let them know.
Yeah, so that they know. I mean, I think kids, if they live in that apartment, they'll just knock on a couple of doors anyways.
I don't even know if there's children in the apartment.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise, but you'll be ready.
Yeah.
You'll be in there munching on your candy, ready for it.
Yeah. It's interesting. I know when I had my own mobile home here in Smithers, I had it for several years. Mm-hmm. And I kept the dogs in the house with the door closed.
Right.
Because the kids would come in and leave the gate open.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to be safe. That's definitely
and
the...
so my babies had to be in the house, you know.
Yeah.
I had pugs. Oh,
yeah,
I loved
your
my
sweet
pugs.
Pigs. I remember hearing.
But, and I never liked cats, but this cat has wormed her way into my heart.
Good. They do. I know. Mine took a while. I think I said it last time, but we were kind of just roommates for a little while. Now we're warmer.
Oh, she was always the boss, not a roommate.
There you go. Yeah, yours was in charge.
She was a boss, but now she's more of a, okay, what are we going to do today?
Yeah. Follow me over to the food dish or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, Lorraine, we're at the halfway point.
Oh.
So why don't we go through another... this guy here, and then we'll maybe play a song. But yeah, why don't you tell them what we're listening to?
Oh, all right. Well, it's written here, "This is a stroke of luck Yeah, that's right. That's our program on CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And I'm telling you guys, you are so fortunate. Really, turn it on. It's awesome. It's a great radio station. Lots of people on it. And do we do sponsors or something or no? Not yet?
Yeah, we don't need to thank a sponsor yet. Okay. You could tell us about this artist,
this lady,
then we'll get ready to play a song.
Okay, well, I brought a CD. I couldn't tell the difference between a CD and a DVD. Can you believe it? I'm not very computer literate or however you want to say it. But anyways, this is McBride. I forget, what's her first name?
Good question. Martina.
Oh, Martina McBride. There you go. And it says here she was born in Sharon, Kansas in 1966, July 29th, 1966. She's got two brothers, Martin and Steve. And she's, well, I don't know. She had a concert band as of 2017. I don't know if she still does or not. This is just a DVD of hers. And she has a sister, Gina. And it's interesting, they owned a dairy farm. Daryl was her father. That's interesting because my oldest son was called Daryl. But anyways, Daryl, he was a carpentry shop owner, and he exposed her to country music at a young age. Listening to country music helped her acquire a love for singing. Ah, that's nice. She does have a good voice. And I don't know, I've got a CD. I don't even know what we'll play. What do you want?
Yeah, we'll just start with number one. How about Do What You Do?
Ah, there you go. So this is our first one for today.
Yeah. All righty. Let me get us going here.
Yeah.
Slow down, that's right. Give it all you got. Yeah, you got the right stuff. Kick back, let go. Trust yourself to know, yeah, what you got is good enough. Hey, don't give them what they think they want, 'cause they don't. That free ride. Just half a dozen roses right before the office closes, just to make my girlfriend's green with envy. Ever since I lost you, all the crazy things I do, I didn't even know I had it in me. Oh, but hey, it's alright, it's just another Saturday night. Got nobody, got no nothing to lose. I'm gonna get dressed up, go downtown, spread a little misery around. My birthday, just to hear the waiters sing off key. Sprung a loose wire, that's a fact. Got a strange little monkey on my back, but I kinda like the company. And I guess, hey, it's alright, it's just another Saturday night. Got nobody, got no nothing to lose.
Was nice. That was really nice. Like I say, I'm not much for, I don't know, female singers or something, I guess, or any kind of. I'm kind of picky, maybe.
Sure.
You know?
Kinda. Yeah, you're particular.
I guess. I was just reading this thing here that I copied for some reason or other. It says, you're not too old, too tired, or too anything. You are younger than tomorrow.
Oh.
I am, right?
You sure are.
Stronger than you realize. And then this is kind of funny. My husband would be shaking his head if he was alive. And wiser than you know. He'd be going, no, no, no. Don't give up before you even try. I don't know. I just found this somewhere and I thought, I like this.
Yeah, that's good. It was a good message.
Don't give up before you even try. I am bad for checking things out and thinking, nope.
Not for me.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just been me. But anyhow, that's one I found somewhere. And I thought, yeah, that's a good one. You got sayings or nothing that you like?
Oh, gosh, you know, I don't come prepared, do I? So, no, I don't specifically have anything. Yeah, I don't really have any good sayings.
Have you ever had words
to live by?
Yeah, have you ever had something like you keep repeating it to yourself all the time? I gotta go, blah blah blah, or I need to be strong about da da da.
I'm definitely pretty hard on myself, so I don't know if I do a lot of like encouragement. Maybe you're gonna make me think on that a little bit. I'll bring some positive thoughts.
Yeah, bring something here because I think a lot of people don't put themselves. That's that Elvis Presley one. I don't think that people, how do you say, you know, each one of us, however many of us there are in the world, I don't even know. But anyways, each one of us should be able to feel inside ourselves that we love ourselves, that we care about ourselves, and that people around us do as well. I have been really, my heart has been touched many a time by people in Smithers, for instance, who help. I hope I don't look like an idiot out there. That's why I get help. But I was struggling to put that darn walker back in the car. I couldn't pick it up because I can't use this one arm. And this man, out of nowhere, poofta, here, I'll do that for you. You know? And even a lady tried to help me one time as well. And it's like, I'm so grateful to be here in Smithers. This is home. This has been home the minute I stepped in years. I don't remember what year it came first. But, yeah, it's always been there are good people here in this town.
We look out for each other.
Yeah. Maybe it's the air we breathe.
Yeah, it could be. It's that camaraderie. We're in this together, you know?
Yeah. That people take care of you. They really do. And it's such an... I don't know. It's a heartwarming thing.
That's good. I'm really glad. Yeah, you definitely remind us of the good. You know, that's nice when people step up and help us.
They do. Yeah. You know, I know that sometimes, because I've always been on my own. It don't matter if I'm married or not. My husband had to listen. I mean, he was very helpful. He was a sweetheart. But I am very much on my own. Don't be telling me what to do, you know. And sometimes I think I miss out on somebody trying to help me just because I get cranky or whatever. But please, everybody out there, don't stop.
Yeah, keep helping.
Yeah.
Keep offering.
I think it's wonderful. You know, I try, too, in my way. If somebody drops something or whatever, as long as I'm hanging on to something, I can bend over and pick it up.
You don't want to topple over.
No, gosh. It's a stroke. It's not, it's a terrible thing to have happen, you know? I don't know. It seems to be common out there.
Yeah. Next time, maybe I'll look up some stats. But it's definitely. I mean, the fact that like I'm 41, I was referred to as like the 38 year old stroke survivor or whatever because I had it when I was still under 40.
Is that right?
Yeah, I would hear them be like, "Oh, the 38 year old," or however old. I don't even know how old I was at the time. But yeah, it was sort of like, "Oh, wow, you've had one," and immediately, as soon as you say, people like kind of look at your body and like try to assess, like, and it's like, "No, I didn't have any. That you know, my face didn't droop. I could hold both my arms up." But I was putting my shoes on the wrong feet, or I put my shirt on backwards, or I couldn't focus, or, you know, I was stabilizing myself at the wall. And
And that's what's kind of got me, kind of, is that, because I used to be, you know, fair fussy about things and get things done right away, and I could crochet I could crochet anything.
Yeah.
I tried. One of my granddaughters, she had a baby girl, and I thought, I'll make her some cute little pink booties. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Too fussy, I think. A little baby booty is too small.
I mean, I think I said it once, but like, yeah, do a blankie. Do a little, like, a little small something, like a little rectangle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dishcloth.
I'm gonna start on a pillow that has a saying on it. I think it says believe or something like that. So anyways, I'm going to try that. Or blessed. That's what it is.
Right, yeah.
Because I know my granddaughter is feeling very blessed with the two children that she has and the husband that she has. He's awesome. I don't know if they listen to this program or not, but I crocheted, he's not quite done yet, a crocheted Scottish doll, and it was anatomically correct. I had a hard time with that.
I love it.
I really did. It was like, I had to wash my hands afterwards. I thought, really? But I thought, no, you're doing it for him, and that's the way. That's what they do.
That's the way.
They don't wear underwear.
Traditionally,
or
there's not anything under that. They're kilt.
Yeah. So I just have to make his kilt now.
Nice. That seems like it's probably got a some sort of complex pattern to it.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried. Yeah. I was thinking maybe I could buy some material.
Yeah, exactly. Just get a little tartan.
Yeah, you know.
That's it. You know what? That would be fine. Then you're not giving over just a naked doll, at least. Well, so there, then you could at least
I don't think I could do that. Oh, I'd have to put it on a diaper or something. I couldn't just turn it over naked because it's very anatomically correct.
I love that.
I don't expect appreciation, but I assume he will appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And I would hope so.
Yeah. And then my granddaughter, she plays piano.
Nice.
And they have a lovely piano in the living room. So I found a pattern for a quilt or a blanket kind of, and it's in the shape of a piano.
Oh, cool.
Now, I had already done the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Already, so I don't have to do that. I just can go black up and down, you know, and
great.
It's done.
Nice.
Skills have to come back.
Yeah. Start small and
did you find that you had problems with anything that you were skilled to do?
I mean, radio stuff, like, honestly, a lot of the work here was, like, looking at computers and navigating between things and trying to, like, keep things straight and who's doing what when, and that was a struggle. I took a fair amount of time off from work. I feel like it was a full year, but it may have been a little bit shy of a year that I took off of work.
Wow.
And, and I had a lot of support from folks, which was really great.
Yeah.
And, I definitely notice that kind of stuff, but now I'm not a particularly like hand crafty kind of guy. I mean, I built this huge 8-foot spider, but that took me a month
of time. Oh, did you
build
one here? I did, in the back?
Oh. Yeah, it's in storage right now. We're gonna pull it out for this Halloween decorations. No, I didn't really do anything like that before, and I didn't have any difficulty like writing or so. Yeah, I think I was okay. I think I did an okay job getting through that. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I've been reading. You know, just to see how you get out of it.
Yeah.
How do you heal?
Right.
There doesn't seem to be an answer.
Right, yeah. I think it's just those little, like, starting small. And I mean, you know, not to, like, it might be a hard conversation to have, but we have had brain injuries.
Yeah.
And there is an organization called, like, the Brain Injury Organization or something, Injury Association. And I'm not even sure if they have an office here anymore, but there's a lot of little activities and little things that people can do. And it's just sort of getting that brain
rehooked up or something.
Yeah, exactly. Just getting things kind of going. And I know even people, they'll have like a concussion and they'll be like, oh, no big deal. It was just a concussion. It's like, that's a brain injury. We've had a brain injury.
Yeah,
it's a brain injury. So,
yeah.
And I mean, I didn't even really, it didn't hit me until I saw the CAT scan and the MRI.
Oh.
And I went, oh, you mean that dead spot in my brain? Like, oh, that is a dead spot in my brain.
I didn't see that. But then I didn't look either.
No, yeah. Yeah, as you said, you're like, what happened? You just came to. And
yeah, I didn't look or anything like that. They just told me.
Yeah, I was pretty fascinated by it. So I was definitely wanted to see all that stuff.
Yeah, and for me, I just soon ignore it so it goes away.
Yeah,
and that doesn't really work, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So, okay, what else have we got here?
Well, why don't we play, we have at least time for one more song.
Okay.
So let's play one more song.
Whatever else is
Should
on there.
Should we just kind of make a eeny, meeny, miny? Well, how about, you said you want to live till you're 100, so let's do I Ain't Going Nowhere.
Oh, hey.
And let's see here what number that is. We got to get there. So this is, again, Martina McBride, and the song is I Ain't Going Nowhere.
Here you go. Enjoy.
Just to
Okay, we have our sponsor, and it's Accounting on Broadway. So we're very fortunate that we have CARE. Then,
yeah, they take care of us.
And then for both of us, I guess this is a stroke of luck. That's what we call this
our program.
Group, our program, mm-hmm. A stroke of luck. And this is CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And I'm only one of your hosts. There's two of us. You know, that's rather, important, but it's also interesting because as a Gemini, because I was born in June, there's always, you were too. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
I know. We have many parallels. There's four of us in here.
Isn't that interesting? Wow.
Anyway, as a Gemini, you were saying.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. As a Gemini, I understand there's two of me. Mm-hmm. And here you are. You're a Gemini. There's two. Hey, we got a load in here. There's four of us.
So I'm Megan and that's Lorraine.
Yeah. And on this show, we play oldies and chat as two people who have both the five strokes. Isn't that interesting mm-hmm. that not only are we Gemini, I wonder if it was designated. Get
it
them
was
Geminis.
In the stars, I'm sure.
Honestly. But anyhow, I'm happy to be here and happy to have the help and to have Megan as a partner here. That's awesome. Awesome. I wouldn't be able to do it otherwise.
Yeah, I'm happy that I'm able to help you.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. And thank you, Lorraine.
Yeah, and thank you. Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. All of you out there, be careful.